This is Antoinette Manfredo, date of service 1/21/2013. This is an 81-year-old. ADIC comes in for follow-up and review of blood work, complaints of body itching, not amenable to cortisol, corticosteroid cream, or the H1 blocker. Patient doesn't have history of fibromyalgia, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, osteoarthritis, hypertension, COPD, gastritis, GERD, anemia, history of pyelonephritis and chronic renal failure, now stage 3-2, and also osteoarthritis and osteoporosis, significant right shoulder pain with the rotator cuff tear. BMI is 25.6. Heart rate is 165. Blood pressure is 132/80. Respiration 18. Temperature is 97. Water side is 98%. HNT. No significant change. Neck supplement and longevity. Carotid disease are present bilaterally and thoracically. Chest wall. Significant scoliosis is present, lungs, bilateral backbones, minimal valves and bronchi, heart regular rate is 1 in S2, with the systolic reflection of 2 to 3 over 6 is present, no gallop, no rap, abdomen is soft and non-tender, extremities, no edema, no cyanosis, no clubbing, significant right shoulder pain is present, neurological cranial obstruction to 12 hours of intact and laboratory investigations show sodium 137, potassium 4.1, chloride 105 and CO2 22. BUN-19 and creatinine 0.9, glucose 125, calcium 9, AST 14, ALT 16, alkaline phosphorus 72, total protein 7.2 and albumin is 2.9, TSH 0.09, magnesium is 2.1 and phosphorus is 3.1, WBC 6.6, hemoglobin is 10.8, hemoglobin and platelet count is 308. Urine analysis by dipstick show clear and yellow, specific gravity 1.020, pH 5, no protein, no glucose, no blood, and no leukocytes. Overall impression, patient review. Patient remained hemodynamically stable, reviewed blood work. All the parameters tested are within the normal limits, blood pressure is well contained. And anemia does not require any supplemental dose of erythropoiesis stimulating agents at this point. Patient does have significant arthritis and body itch, being resistant to steroid cream and H1 blocker. Consider Solucort of 250 mg and replace in a small dose of prednisone 10 mg PO daily for 5 to 10 days and will follow. Continue herbal medications. Thank you.